Yeah, as you know, Human Rights Association, after the Günlük newspaper was banned, we issued a press release and we protest this closure of the newspaper because we think that it is against freedom of media and freedom of press, as well as freedom of expression and thought. The background, the reason why this newspaper was closed down, was banned, is an article by Professor Mr. Amir Hassanpour. He's working in Toronto University in Canada, and the title of the article was Linguistic Rights in the Linguistic Systems of the Developed World, State Market and Communication Technologies. And according to the public prosecutor, this article is a breach of the anti-terror law, Article 7 and Paragraph 2. And according to this paragraph, it is about propaganda of an illegal organization, propaganda of a terrorist organization.
And your organization disagrees with the court's interpretation of this case.
Exactly, because this article was published a few years ago, if I'm not wrong, in 2003, in another magazine, but there was no reaction, there was no ban on this newspaper. And for us, we think that since this article was republished in an opponent newspaper, which is sensitive about Kurdish rights, this newspaper was published.
As far as I understand, the newspaper Günlük is banned for 1 month, but it was already banned before several times.
Exactly. This newspaper, Günlük newspaper, was started to publish early in this year, if I'm not wrong, late February, early March, and it is the second time it was banned. However, there are more than 30 times public closure of newspapers which comes from same tradition.
Are the main target of these bans on newspapers publications which are focusing on topics about a Kurdish minority in your country?
Yeah, we can say like this. Actually, there is a general pressure on opponent newspapers, but there is a particular special pressure on newspapers which are sensitive on Kurdish rights.